You're listening to CD Klein Sunday morning here on Radio 3. I'm joined now by Mark for our choice of lost archive for this week.
Yeah, today it's Ravel's Mother Goose Suite, conducted by Désiré-Émile Engelbrecht.
Now, we've already had an email in about Engelbrecht, one of our listeners saying that they knew him as a composer, not as a conductor. I have to confess, I knew him as neither. Why do I not know this man?
Because he spent all of his 85 years living in France and hardly ever travelled. He's very famous in France, but unknown outside of France.
Tell us a bit about the orchestra that we're going to hear playing.
Well, this is the Orchestre de Pas de Loup, which was founded in 1861 and is the oldest orchestra still in existence in Paris. It was aimed at audiences, at daytime audiences. So they started giving cheap ticket concerts on Sunday afternoons, which turned out to be a great success. I think traveling was very difficult in those days. If people had to come in from the suburbs, it took ages. So daytime concerts were definitely a market for that.
So in a way, this is almost a kind of proto-pops orchestra that they were trying to get a new crowd of people in who weren't, as you said, able to make it, but also weren't necessarily high-minded music lovers. This was a kind of opening up of what concerts could be in Paris.
Well, the first concert was Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, Haydn's Emperor Hymn. So it wasn't playing down to the audience. It was giving, you know, good Austro-German, you know, fare, wasn't it?
To a Parisian audience. Well, a couple of weeks ago, you played a recording that's almost contemporaneous with this. That was the orchestra that Pablo Casals set up.
Yes, and we mentioned the kind of the rustic qualities of the Catalan players. You thought it was a bit rough. I like the character of it.
I liked it for its roughness, let me say. But I did think, yeah, it was pretty rough and ready playing.
But this is something completely different. This is a beautiful. It's an extinct French sound nowadays. I mean, the wind players, there are very few wind players playing like this anymore. It's a very typically French colour. They are very precise. They've got a beautiful, haunting quality to the sound. I mean, the wind players, the oboe, the cor anglais, the bassoon, even the contrabassoon, the flutes, they're all slightly different instruments than we hear nowadays in orchestras.
So what is it about that sound that you feel has gone then? Is it that the richness of the colours? Is it the precision?
It's everything. I mean, there's also an expressive intonation that they use, which to our ears may sound slightly out of tune, but it's out of tune in a good way, if you know what I mean.
Last week we had wrong notes from quarto in a good way. This week we're having out of tune in a good way. OK, let's hear it now. A recording made in 1928 of Ravel's Mother Goose, the Orchestre des Concerts Pas de Loup, conducted by Désiré-Émile Engelbrecht.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Désiré Émile Engelbrecht conducting the Orchestre des Concerts Pas de Loup in Ravel's Mother Goose. And an email here from John Ballam, who was listening during that, saying, fabulous performance, although too much hiss. John, what do you want? It was 1928. This is vintage time. You know, what can we do? We do our best to bring you the very best quality performances that we can bring. But 1928, I think we're stretching it a bit to ask for very much more than that.
Yeah, I like to use my ears to filter out that. I can hear, you know, you can get a better sense of perspective from a recording that's unfiltered like that, I think.
Okay, so there you go, the hiss ads or something like that.
But that's a lovely performance, absolutely right. It's direct, precise, and there's not any hint of that kind of schmaltzy impressionism. It's very clean, very clear, unaffected, subtle.
Well, interesting that we were talking during that performance about the fact that Engelbrecht knew so many of the people whose music he was regularly performing. That must have informed the way he approached the work.
I think we've got somebody who's very close to the source here. I mean, he corresponded with Debussy from 1911 until Debussy's death, and he was a very close friend of Debussy. So he really understood, he really knew what it was all about.
And also a great thinker as well on music. I mean, I know you mentioned that he wrote a lot. He was trained from a very early age into the whole world of thinking and performing music.
Yeah, he went to the conservatoire when he was 7, but he got kicked out when he was 16 for being caught playing violin in cafes.
So. Not the done thing at all, obviously.
But a really fine musical thinker and really a national institution in France, I think. He writes, interestingly, he wrote, "The task of the conductor is comparable to that of the surgeon. The score on the desk is as defenseless as the patient on the operating table," he writes. So it's
nice image, that's lovely. Yeah. Thank you very much for that recording. Great to be able to hear it with the hiss and everything.